you very much, Mr. Chairman. We fully align ourselves with the statement by the African group. South Africa, under the leadership of the late President Nelson Rolihlahla Mandela, signed the 1967 Refugee Convention without any reservations being recorded. Our law allows for individual claims for asylum to be adjudicated. Asylum seekers have freedom of movement and can work and study in the country. A refugee, in addition, is able to access a range of social services, including government grants and housing. There are also opportunities to convert refugee status into long-term residence. South Africa spends over $1.3 billion in public schooling for foreign learners. These government support initiatives should be considered in light of the government's efforts to address the historic disparate development on the part of the local population. Between 2008 and 2012, South Africa has been the country in receipt of the highest number of asylum applications in the world. During the 5 years between 2008 and 2012, we received on average 150,000 new applications per year. We are not a continent, Mr. Chairman, we're a country. You would therefore excuse us for being slightly bemused that the EU, consisting of 28 countries, is experiencing a refugee crisis when 380,000 refugees arrived this year. We have afforded 250,000 Zimbabwean nationals work visas in South Africa, many of whom use the asylum regime to primarily access economic opportunities. Given our earlier discussion today, may I point out that these are not necessarily popular efforts of government, but Mr. Chairman, leaders must lead and shine the light ahead towards a more caring world. This is the legacy of Madiba and his comrades who were incarcerated on Robben Island for the bulk of their lifetimes. While we are also concerned about the negative impact of mixed migration and the perils that this brings to countries, the wisest course of action will be for world leaders to commit themselves to, above all, peace, economic justice, and equal trade and development opportunities for all countries. African countries host almost 4 million refugees and over 11 million IDPs across the continent, a significant number of whom eventually find their way to South Africa. European countries are currently experiencing the consequences of decades of war and deliberate destabilization in countries like Iraq, Afghanistan, Libya, and Syria. Enduring solutions to forced migration are only to be found in peace and prosperity for all. Indeed, in the last two decades, world leaders have proven that war making is easier than peacemaking, but also that war begets bigger and greater war. We are very thankful and proud of the fact that the Geneva Canton and Council have recently inaugurated a monument to former President Nelson Mandela just opposite the headquarters of the UNHCR, which should evoke the values and principles of this global icon and remind us all to collectively strive to make the world a better place for humanity. We recall how Madiba spared no personal effort to prevent the invasion of Iraq and Afghanistan, and when his interventions with the then US President George Bush Jr. fell on deaf ears, Madiba, in his typical style, called his father, urging former President George Bush Sr. to impose his fatherly wisdom on his misguided young son. The world thought that this was a quaint act on the part of Madiba, reminiscent of his old school mannerism. With hindsight, we may reflect on this singular act as a desperate effort of a great champion of peace and justice to avert the interminable suffering of millions and to prevent a direct onslaught on international law of nations, which was bequeathed to humanity by antiquity. Regime change at all costs in the name of democracy continues to cost humanity its peace and has and will continue to deprive many millions of the right to security, dignity, and equal opportunity to prosper. We should not be surprised that the problem has now escalated to our backyards, whether Southern Africa or Northern Europe. That the haves continue to dominate the landscape of international polity and development at the expense of the have-nots points to a bleak outcome for all the people of the world. We are quick to classify human beings as the other based on race, religion, ideology today. It's almost as if history has taught us no lessons of the destruction that can be caused by this kind of thinking. The Nazi Holocaust, the Rwandan genocide, and the crime of apartheid have seemingly all been forgotten, and in an ardent display of small-mindedness, some today shamefully continue to undermine our common humanity. Chairman, the world needs to recommit itself to ensuring that refugees who flee persecution and war are treated with dignity and hospitality. South Africa would like to take this opportunity to offer its profound gratitude to the High Commissioner and his colleagues, the officials and staff of the UNHCR, who dedicate themselves to ensuring that humanity is placed at the forefront of their efforts. Thank you very much.